In today's episode, we talk about following God's word or following our hearts. Next. Hey everybody, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, if you haven't noticed, we are on the go yet again, starting my few-day trip to The Wave, which is a youth group, a youth retreat, actually, out in the Wisconsin Dells, and I am pumped to bring a message for the next couple nights, all on the topic of humility as a key to resilience. But today, as we read, we read today Judges 4, Acts 8, Jeremiah 17, and Mark 3. Today, as we really read the passage that struck me the most was in Jeremiah 17, one of my all-time favorite passages referring to the ways of the heart. But preceding that passage, they talk about something that has the opposite reality. So rather than just talking about the negatives of the heart, it talks about the positives, the blessing of truly following the Lord, His word, and His ways. So let me go ahead and read that in Jeremiah 17. It starts in verse 5. I'm going to read that for you guys. It says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land." Okay, that's not the positive side of it, yes, yet, but it's talking about those who are focusing on the flesh, those who are recognizing that, oh, maybe I can figure this out and I can do this best and I can lean on my own understanding. False. But then he goes on, verse 7, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. For its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." You guys, I don't know about you, but that sounds like another message talking about resilience. And here, the key to resilience here, the key to having leaves that remain green and not anxious in a year of drought, always bearing fruit, is trust. Placing your trust in the appropriate spot, and that is in the Lord. And not only that, it says, whose trust is the Lord. Like, that feels like it takes it to a whole nother level, that you're not just trusting in God. All that is trust to you, when you think of trust, the only thing that you think of is the Lord. He's your trust above all things. That right there is the key that they're saying to having leaves that remain green, right? Being evergreen is trust. But the thing that we, I think, as the world, like when we're not believing according to God's word, when we're living like those who don't know Jesus and we're just responding to the culture, This is the place where we really need some instruction in regards to the heart. Because I know we've all heard, follow your heart, do what your heart says, right? But here's the antidote to the truth, here's the antidote to what the world is always trying to tell you is true, which is actually the lie. Verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds." But the heart is deceitful above all things. Like, that's saying that the heart will convince you of things that aren't true. more than anything else. So more than those that would come to you with a lie, right? Try and tell you that it's true. The heart is worse than that in its ability to actually give you the truth. So when the world says follow your heart, God says the heart is deceitful. Who can understand it? It's desperately sick. So if we're trying to live lives of health, trying to live lives that continue to have green, right? To have evergreen lives, following our heart is the opposite way because our heart is sick. The heart's going to lead you to dead leaves, to a dry and parched land, as it said earlier. But if we want fruit and fruit that lasts, we need to recognize our heart can't lead and make sure our trust not only is in the Lord, but our trust is the Lord. So today, I want to encourage you, reject not just the lies of the world, reject the lies of your heart. So you got to be able to listen to your heart, to hear what it's saying, and then reject it when it's contrary to God's truth, because He is your trust. Can I pray for you today? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our trust, that our trust is in you, that it lives and breathes in you. Lord God, we thank you that there's no voice, no word that can come against you and your voice and your truth. We thank you that our heart has been exposed today and that we no longer believe it to be a voice of truth. Thank you for the reminder again today that it, like so many other voices in the world, is trying to lead us astray. Lord God, we take the reins from it and we give those reins to you, our trust. We thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. I hope y'all are blessed by this. I hope you get to go out today and reject the voice of your heart and like listen to the voice of God. Where the heart is going one way and the Lord's going the other. Walk wisely. All right, y'all. So if you're listening to this on Spotify or iTunes, make sure you've already subscribed. Thank you for you email subscribers. Y'all are the best. Like, y'all are really rocking with me. And I sent you an email yesterday, so make sure you check that out. So I'd love to hear some feedback from you guys specifically. And comment if you guys are watching this on YouTube or Instagram. Leave a comment below. Love to hear how you're engaging with the message. And I'd love to hear how you're deciding today to trust in the Lord and not in your heart. All right? And I'll see y'all back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.